Senator Barack Obama is not a Muslim, but a recent survey says about 10% of Americans believe he is. That perception has been fueled by a campaign of rumors and innuendo. The campaign has been painful for Muslim communities, as NPR's Jamie Tarabe discovered in Pennsylvania, the next state on the primary calendar.
Obama had a Muslim stepfather. As a child, he learned about Islam and sometimes went to mosque. Nevertheless, he's a devout Christian. But sometimes, all it takes is his middle name. Here's radio host Bill Cunningham speaking in Cincinnati in February for John McCain.
If at some point the media will quit taking sides in this thing and maybe start covering Barack Hussein Obama.
And there are other examples. This is Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa speaking to a local radio station last month.
I will tell you that if he is elected president, then the radical Islamists, the Al-Qaeda and the radical Islamists and their supporters will be dancing in the streets in greater numbers than they did on September 11th.
Radio, TV, the internet, email. The trickle-down effect can be felt here in West Philadelphia in the city's Muslim community.
We feel sad. There's no shame to be a Muslim.
Abdul Masaitif runs a Muslim pizzeria in Germantown. He's a Palestinian from Ramallah, now a naturalized citizen. He says this is just the latest piece of negativity he's witnessed.
Even if he say he's not a Muslim, but to use it as accuse him if he's a Muslim, that's bad thing. They say this is a Democrat country.
Masaitif also owns the butcher shop next door. His employees are all Muslim, and all the meat he serves, the pizzas, burgers and bacon, are halal, pork-free and Islam-sanctioned. Despite everything, though, Musaitif says he still feels very American.
Yes, I've been here 24 years. My kids, you know, born here. And you know, everything I own is in here.
Standing beside him is Khalil Abdul-Jabbar, an African-American convert. He now wears the sort of garb, a long black tunic, prayer cap and unkempt beard that singles him out as a devout Muslim. He says he's not surprised that labeling Obama a Muslim is considered a smear.
They'll say that we shouldn't try to get, you know, his middle name is Hussein. We don't know about him becoming president because he might have ties. What I'm like, what kind of ties? It has nothing to do with that. Once again, it's about the generalization of one bad apple with the entire group of people. It happens all the time in this country.
Germantown's Muslims have carved out a solid presence here among businesses a little less pious. A bar is still open in the morning. There's music pumping into the street outside. A family emerges from a liquor shop pushing trolleys stacked with cases of wine and vodka. But there's also an Islamic bookstore playing Quranic verses at full volume and a boutique selling veils.
But you had to make gray, I guess they're all gone.
Fatima Mubeki is going through the racks. She hates the negative attention Islam has gotten in this fracas over Obama's religion.
It upsets me, you know. It upsets that you would think that somebody would feel that way about a religion, and then it's a religion of peace, but that's people for you.
For his part, Obama has repeatedly condemned the rumors, which have spread like weeds via email. Here he is on 60 Minutes.
These emails are obviously not just offensive to me, somebody who's a devout Christian who's been going to the same church for the last 20 years, but it's also offensive to Muslims because it plays into, obviously, a certain fear-mongering there.
The fear-mongering, the feeling of distrust and suspicion, is part of a wider problem, says Dalia Mogahed, who polls Americans for Gallup.
Our data shows that only 34% of Americans say that they have no prejudice against Muslims. That figure compares to 74% who say they have no prejudice against Jews. So while anti-Semitism is certainly not a relic of the past, anti-Muslim sentiment is at an alarmingly high rate right now in America. And because of that, it's used as a political tool against politicians.
John McCain was quick to condemn the comments you heard at the beginning of this report. Obama's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, had this to say on the issue on 60 Minutes last month.
You don't believe that he's a Muslim?
No, why would I? There is nothing to base that on, as far as I know.
Obama says he believes American voters are smarter than some give them credit for, and Helena Murray agrees.
And his middle name is Hussein. I'm aware of that. But I just think, once again, it's dirty politics.
Murray is a retired school teacher living in Lancaster.
Okay, I need some time and I need...
She's here at this roadside flower shop west of Philadelphia. She picks out two small potted plants as she speaks.
And I was a woman's liver, and I was somebody that wanted a woman in the White House, but I prefer Obama now.
I just want to say it's really ironic right now because the plants you're holding are called First Lady tomatoes.
Yes. That is true.
It'll take more than tomatoes or dirty politics, she says, to change her mind. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.